Was the workforce all or mainly local?
Oh, they were all local. All local. Yeah. Yes. They were all lived locally and within 2-3 miles probably of the
And was it predominantly male or was there?
Oh no, male and female. A lot of females in the mill. I mean, the spinners were basically women, the weavers were basically women, and of course at that time the only area that I saw a great difference was it was one person per loom. Whereas here in Dundee, you'd probably have one person looking after half a dozen looms. Highly labour intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Highly labour intensive. But very modern in their setup. As a matter of fact, what impressed me too was they were much more modern in their setup for the operation of the mill than they were here in Dundee. I mean, in Dundee, we went for multi-storied factories. We were all on the flat. There's no. All on the flat. If you can imagine. That's the River Hooghly going up, and the mills were all basically on either side of the Hooghly, from straight down Kolkata right up to the up country. There was a jetty here, where all the raw material would go in. There was a jetty there, that's the mill, a jetty there where all the finished goods went out. So that was the highly modernised, really, and we built them.
Engineers and their ingenuity. Was there much machinery there that had been made in Scotland?
All of it. And as a matter of fact, I live in Monifieth now, and there was a foundry in Monifieth in the old days. I mean, going back to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s and so on, and a lot of the machinery came from there.
Right.
But they also had, you know, the Blackness Foundry in Dundee here, a lot of that was all mill machinery that went there. And then we had, in Lancashire, there was foundries there that did machinery. A lot of our looms came from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Mackie Brothers and so on in Ireland, but I mean, all the machinery came from the UK,
right?
And a lot of it from Scotland, and still working there. Yeah.
In the way of social amenities, or did they have?
For the workers.
Yes, for the workers.
I would hate to say nil, but I mean, they just worked and went home. There was plenty for the staff to do. Maybe tennis courts and golf courses.
Well, I was actually thinking more of maybe things like, were they covered with any sick pay or...
We had a mill doctor. There was a doctor on on every one of our mills, there was a doctor.
Was there a canteen for the workforce in the mill?
No, they brought their own stuff
in. Okay.
You may well have seen in some of the documentaries in India, they had these aluminium boxes. They were called dekchis.
Uh-huh.
And they would maybe have rice in that one, and on here would be chicken or whatever it was, and we'd bring that in.
Then there were some in India, I believe, that some companies would deliver food.
Well, we deliver food.
Yes.
In my early days, that was non-existent. They brought it in from their own home.
Yes.
Or the children would come in at lunchtime and bring it into them.
Now, I'm just interested to know what the conditions for the people in the Indian mills as opposed to the Dundee mills, the workforce.
They were equally well looked after than the people in the mills in Dundee, who in my early days were not terribly well looked after.
No.
It all depended, back home here, it all depended on the mill owner himself as to how he looked on his workforce. I mean, if he liked just to pay them basic wages and that was it. Holiday pay, what's a holiday?
And I suppose there wouldn't be any pension schemes for any.
There was no pension scheme in India.
No.
Here, memory...
Probably not.
...doesn't actually. Give me... I would doubt very much if there was a pension fund or superannuation, as it was probably called in those days.
What opportunities were there for the Indian workforce to gain promotion? Was there any?
Internally, I mean, they could rise up through their own department,
mm-hmm.
but the overseer of that department was a European.
Right, okay.
But he had underlings under him that were like foremen, I'll call.
Uh-huh.
And he was the gaffer.
But there was never anybody...
That had to come, of course.
Yes.
That had to come.
Was there any hostility towards the British
None
workers
at all.
You were aware of?
None at all.
No, it was all quite
None
good.
At all.
Good. What, how big was the workforce in the first factory you worked at?
Now, if you look at the, let's say up to about 50 European staff, we'd say 2,000 to 3,000 maybe.
My goodness.
It was very highly labour intensive.
And what was this? What did your first factory? What was their jute being produced for? Was it?
Oh, we produced sugar bags. Mm-hmm. For Tate & Lyle, It was virtually all exported.
Right.
And that would go all over the world. Mm-hmm. Canada, United States, ore bags to South America for the ore mines down there, and Hessian itself for carpet backing and so on that was all shipped to.
Right.
I mean, your finest Wilton and Axminster mm-hmm. carpet backing at that time all came from India.